Yo, it's 9:11 a.m. Make a wish. That's the joke when it's 9:11, because someone was 2:22 is like make a wish. No, 9:11. I didn't start at 9:11 intentionally. I just noticed that it was. I take note when it feels like if it's it almost felt like for a while like maybe we should get rid of that number altogether. Let's change the emergency number. How about 900? 900. Is that any more difficult? 922. How about 999? Why the fuck not? Why am I moving my hands? Why am I going over to the 111, actually? When you really, what the fuck? Why not 111? That makes sense. And you know what? We know the government's listening. How about yell help into the phone? What do we do? Nine. I think that's in other countries too, because I've seen like some, when Netflix is like, oh, here's a new Netflix show. And you're like, dude, this is some fucking Australian shit that you slapped your name on. You didn't make this Netflix. And then the bar is a lot lower. There's like some New Zealand shit where it's like zombies or something. That show sucks. Netflix wouldn't have greenlit that shit. I think that's the easiest way to get a Netflix show. Go to New Zealand. Get a show on TV in New Zealand, which I think they're probably pretty generous. How hard could it be? How many people are trying to make new TV shows in New Zealand? I have no idea. I've never been there. But I feel yeah. I was just thinking 9/11 should be gone, but now it's fun when you see 9/11. You're like, hey, never forget. Well, I'm in a hotel in Northampton. Is it Northampton or Northampton? I always say sometimes it's actually. There's all these Hamptons everywhere. I don't know what the fuck, who the Hampton was, but there's a lot of different Hamptons, towns, but they're usually a north or a south, sometimes an east. And like in Pennsylvania, I know there's a Southampton, but it's really Southampton. They don't put the other H in there, and it's one word, which I find weird, because in my mind, it's Southampton. I'm not saying this is interesting. It just occurred to me, and it's what's coming out of my mouth. The first thing I've thought about it for years. So I'm in this. Me and Jacqueline are in this hotel on our way to Burlington, Vermont, which is where we're going after I record this, and I guess I'll upload it. I guess look at the news. Why am I guessing? I know that. Why am I saying I guess? Ugh. U.S. Postal Service to unveil Mr. Rogers' postage stamp. Isn't that nice? Mr. Rogers. Of course you should get a stamp. Now that nobody uses a stamp. I guess there's still what do they call there's the people that collect stamps. It's not pedophile. It's isn't that weird? Because they give oh, you're an Anglophile. You're a stampophile. It's not stampophile. It's like filiophile. Some fucking shit, right? And this pedophile. Why do they get an ophile? They should really be off in their own fucking world. They throw it in a hobby. That's or just like. Oh, an enthusiast, are you? You're a child. You're a child collector. Very odd. I think it started out maybe not as a bad thing. It makes it sound like maybe like, well, I guess the Greeks, like the Socrates and such. I think it was fine. I think they were like, oh yeah, he's a pedophile. Oh, he's a good one. He can pick out the best, and then it became like, oh yeah, you're not allowed to do that. They're traumatized. you crazy philosopher. But Mr. Rogers is a great man. I used to enjoy his program as a child, and glad he got his, glad he's getting his postage stamp. You know, that's it makes you think that the world is actually a good place. Cops sucked suicidal man's toes and sexually assaulted him at hospital, Chicago police say. Oh, the world isn't a good place. Fuck that Mr. Rogers stamp. No, Mr. Rogers is great, and the world isn't a bad place. But what the fuck is... What is... let's see. A man who was being held in police, being held by police in a, on a misdemeanor charge, was sexually assaulted twice by one of his guards while he was at the hospital. First of all, he's being held on a misdemeanor. You need a fucking... And he's in the hospital. You got to throw a fucking cop on him for a misdemeanor. What, he tried to commit suicide, I guess, which, you know, that's a ticket. That's an infraction. And I guess the cop was like, "Hey, I could suck this man's toes. I'll guard him, chief. Let me keep an eye on him. He might try to run away." Okay, so he sexually assaulted twice by one of the guards while he was in the hospital. Prosecutors say now, Officer Carlisle Calhoun, 46, a 10-year veteran of the police force, faces multiple charges in alleged assault. That's interesting. 46 years old, 10-year veteran of the police force. So that's an interesting career turn to take at 36 years old. And a sexual assaulting person. I assume that he was, you kind of have that in you the whole time. Well, they caught him. Imagine you tried to kill yourself. You didn't do it. You didn't go through it. And you're like, fuck, I'm still alive. I'm in the hospital. All the problems I was trying to get away from, still here. Now I got to deal with those. Oh, and this cop is sucking my fucking toes. Jesus Christ. Well, chin up, whoever you are. I assume he's a listener, and I'll keep this show going as long as you don't kill yourself. Well, I might stop it at some point, but don't kill yourself. No, and that goes for everybody. Don't kill yourself. Hostages taken at a supermarket after shots fired near Montpellier in southern France. Hostages. That's like there's a movie from the 80s, Cobra, and they take hostages at a supermarket. Two dead. That's a fucking way to go. At the supermarket? Because I never go to the supermarket. It's like, oh, geez, I want to go to the supermarket. You put it off, and then you're like, I guess it's not that crowded maybe right now. I'll go there. I'm out of shit. I got to go to the fucking supermarket. God damn it. And then you're in the supermarket. It's like fucking... And now somebody is holding hostages? You motherfucker. And he's ISIS? Jesus Christ. Now, that's even for ISIS. At the supermarket, you motherfuckers? Shit. I do have to go. Sorry to go on a down note of ISIS at the supermarket. I don't know, Amazon Prime your shit. Stay out of the supermarket. These motherfuckers are ruthless. But that was in France, which, hey, listen, I love France, but they seem, they're far away. So it doesn't feel so bad. Unless you are listening in France, in which case, sorry to hear our thoughts and prayers. See you tomorrow. No, see you Monday. I got the weekend, motherfuckers. See you in Burlington if you're going to be there, or Ithaca if you're going to be there. All right. We love you.